A young restaurateur from Maine and a group of forward-thinking lobstermen have joined forces in Tennant's Harbor to form an unusual partnership that's attracting attention in the fishing industry. Luke Holden of the Luke's Lobster restaurant chain is buying nearly every lobster that the newly formed Tennant's Harbor Fishermen's Co-op can land. He's also built a wharfside lobster shack at the co-op and has pledged to reinvest half its profits back into the fishermen's organization. AJ Higgins has more.
Peter Miller fires up the engine of his 38-foot lobster boat, named the Sachet, and heads out for another day of hauling traps off the Maine coast. Now in his 60s, the Tennant's Harbor fisherman has deep roots in an increasingly competitive industry. But Miller says things are looking up in Tennant's Harbor, and that has almost everything to do with Luke Holden, who will buy as much as 500,000 pounds of lobster this year and sell it in nearly 20 franchises he owns around the country and Japan.
Most of the fleet that fishes here is happy to know where their product's going instead of winding up on a cruise ship or whatever. You know. I think they like that idea, and Luke's been great to work with.
Luke Holden's franchises rake in more than $20 million in sales worldwide and are the brainchild of the 32-year-old businessman who grew up in Cape Elizabeth and fell in love with the lobster business. Now, in addition to restaurants in Las Vegas, Washington, and six other cities, there is also a new Luke's Lobster Shack on the wharf in Tennant's Harbor. Almost 20 lobstermen, including Miller, have agreed to work exclusively with him as part of a new partnership. Managing the lobster shack is about the only thing on the wharf that fishermen don't have a hand in, unless, of course, they feel like having a lobster roll for lunch.
He buys all our lobster and processes it for his own restaurants, of which this one is one now.
Lobster roll, he chips in the lobster roll, an order of fries.
Sure. I can bring you up here, then.
Holden has pledged to deliver half of the profits from the shack to the co-op each year. It's one of the benefits of what's known as a vertically integrated company, or one that controls the supply chain for the products it makes. All Holden needed was a willing partner, and when Peter Miller's family became eligible for a $250,000 grant from the state to designate Miller's Wharf as a commercial pier, it became a natural backdrop for that new partnership. Miller's son, Josh Miller, said he and his father could see the merit of sharing expenses and profits even when others didn't.
I think there was some skepticism at the beginning, just not necessarily because it was a co-op, just because it's a new business venture. So there's going to be skepticism associated with that.
If the marriage between the Lobsterman Fisherman's Co-op and the Lobster Shack mogul works out, then Peter Miller says Merrick Carey will be credited as the matchmaker. Carey is a family friend who could see the potential cash benefits of eliminating a middleman in the delivery system that gets lobsters to the kitchens of restaurants like Luke's. In this case, that middleman is essentially the lobster dealer.
Luke responded right away, and we set up a call initially, and we went to Luke to see if he was maybe interested in doing some buying from the wharf.
I love what I do now, but the best job I ever had was being a sternman and then being a lobsterman.
In a telephone interview from his office in New York City, Holden said his partnership with the co-op ensures a sustainable stream of lobster to a sister company of Luke's Lobster. Cape Seafood in Saco relies on the lobster meat that is processed, frozen, and shipped across the country and around the world. Holden says the partnership is good for his customers and for his fellow co-op members in Tennant's Harbor.
The idea is that these co-op members, Tennant's Harbor Fisherman Co-op, is building a better, more diversified business, and in return are putting themselves in a position where they ought to earn more for their catch than, say, the next wharf down the harbor.
The agreement with the Fisherman's Co-op also allows Luke's Lobster to show its customers where their lobster dinners are coming from and who the people are that help get it to the table, using what he says are sustainable harvesting methods. State Marine Resources Commissioner Pat Kelleher says he will be watching the relationship between the co-op and Luke's Lobster to see if it is a business model that holds promise for other Maine fishermen. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.